Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
About to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, Joe, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Every voice to sing, till it in heaven, ring with the harmony. Oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Love has your sea.
You're listening to the Jimmy Lee Underground. Radio show. Sorry, lost contact with Mike there. And we're about to bring in a coffee, tea, and a conversation with Dorothy Tillman. Are you ready to have me over on the other side? Or let's bring her in now. Is it on commercials? It's okay. Let's bring it in now.
I got me a young black man engineer over there this morning. Courtney, I turn it over to a man of the house. I got to get his name when I come back. I'm telling you, we don't have no young people up here at VON. He's sitting there for Courtney. Courtney laid out what he's supposed to do, making them think I'm hard. But I tell y'all, I tell you, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm very black and I'm very proud this morning, as always. Well, if my mother was living, today would be her birthday. Happy birthday, Mama, to your spirit. But today is Minister Farrakhan's birthday. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. Happy birthday to you. And I think they're going to be doing a documentary, and I get all the information. They're going to be doing that in Mass Marianne today. And I think tomorrow they're going to invite folks for brunch. I think they got some kind of reception, something going on tonight, but that was, I guess, your invitation. But they got tomorrow brunch, and we'll find out what's going on with that. I'm also going to try to reach out to Professor Small and see what's going on with Malcolm X's grandson. See what happened with him. Did they rob him and throw him off, or was that just a continuation? So we got to find out. We're going to see just what we can do. If we can get Small, we'll see what we can do. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get him. This is the day before Mother's Day, and certainly mothers are very special. Every day is a Mother's Day, and every day is a Child's Day, and every day is Family Day, and every day is Black Day. So we don't have to wait for special days, but certainly we appreciate Mother's Day, because every day we, you know, these are the times we stop and say, thank you, Mother. Thank you for all the things you've done for me and to me and for us. And, you know, when I wrote my book, Hang On To Your Hats, which will be available today at the Herald Washington in case you want to get it for a present. Great book. Those who don't have it, you can come over to the Herald Washington Culture Center and you can pick up a book today to give to your mother, especially if you love hats. It's a great book. It's a big story, a story of me. But it's got the hats and it got the story. And I think I'm going to take a couple of folks who call me on my cell and actually what I have some available for them for a present. So I think I'll leave a few at the Herald Washington today in case you want to stop by. But if you notice, I dedicated my book to my mother, a great black woman who did domestic work, who worked so hard for us, who I didn't even know we was poor because we had love. And I said that to her. And if you notice, the year before she passed, that Mother's Day, I had my mother on the phone. I called and woke up. She said, what you want, Dorothy G? So, but I had her on the phone. Great mother. Rocked her to sleep a few years ago was a great, wonderful mother who we didn't know. I didn't even know anything about poverty. But also, what about Big Mama, y'all, and Auntie, and Miss Mary, and all the folks? We had mothers around the community. The women were who they were. How we define family sometimes might be a little bit different from other countries, I mean other people, because since we've been in this country as black people, we've had to make sure how we dealt with our family, extended families. Sometimes our men was taken and beat and robbed, and sometimes they was lynched, and sometimes they was taken away. And as we moved past enslavement, we got into Jim Crow, where they would take them and pick them up and take them on a go work on the chain gang, because you could do free work when you was on the chain gang. The government and all those people would do, you know, you did business. They hire you out. It sounds familiar. They're hiring people out right now. So you always had another kind of way of black people surrounding your uncles. You know, we didn't put emphasis when I was growing up. I didn't know who had a dad and then who didn't have a dad, because the family surrounded you. I mean, it wasn't no big deal to us that child don't have no daddy or that child mama gone. Everybody took that child because we still had a lot of the African tradition of family. And what happened after the 60s when Hoover and all of them looked at what kept us so strong, and they realized that was one of the things, our view of family, how we looked at things. So they had to come in the middle of that and try to disrupt it. If you notice, those brothers was out there doing crazy things even during those days. But the respected thing was that mama, that grandmama, and that child. Some of the things you see some of our brothers and sisters doing to their parents today, you would not have seen that because of the respect. In fact, it was so funny because when you would be out and the child be acting up, you knew that was a white child, wasn't a black child. It was just certain things, certain crimes. You knew it was white or somebody else if it wasn't black. So we got to get back to that. I know that Ambrose's mother today, I'm going to try to get over there before the week is out. My prayers go out to her. She's feeling it really bad today because some nut, some fool, somebody who don't understand or don't care, do care, just don't know what to do, have destroyed this boy's life and also his mother's life. I don't feel very good about that this morning, y'all. I know sometimes I'm talking about what we need to do. But I wonder when they take these young men or young women in custody, do they test them to see what kind of drugs that they have in their system? And we do know that drugs, if they really want to stop it, we don't bring drugs in. A lot of mothers are hurting today because of the drug trafficking in our community that's brought from outside of our community. And we get in and out, and our people go and take it and do crazy things. Some of our mothers are in pain today because they don't have jobs and their sons don't have jobs, or they men are away in prison. It's just all kind of, and then there's some that know how to dig deep down inside and pull on that God and say, it's all right, we're going to make it. But the difference in then, when my mother was growing up and now, is Miss Ann could come and Miss Ann could get a cup of sugar, some flour, or some peas or some greens to eat. You know, it was unheard of. My mother always put some extra on this pot. You know, kids used to come over to the house and sit around. They always eat at Ms. Edna's house. And it was a natural to eat. Unheard of somebody being hungry. And, you know, we always try to make sure. And we got to get back. We got to look at what's going on. So it is Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate mothers. We're going to talk about what it was. You want to talk about Muddy and Big Mama? Let's talk about Muddy and Big Mama and Auntie and all them extended mothers. And, you know, some of you might not have had any children during those times, but it was something. If a lady didn't have a child then, they didn't go get a dog. They took another child and took care of that child and made sure that child got some shoes or looked after some kids, some children, to make sure they were all right. Have you noticed that people treat dogs better than they do children? I mean, anybody want pets? I don't knock people from having pets, but I always tell people they give you some water when those dogs gonna give you a glass of water if you're sick. I thank God for my children. I know one day I was sick. That week I was really under the weather. And my oldest granddaughter slept. I woke up, she was on my couch. I said, what's wrong? Won't you go to your bed? She said, no, Granny, I'm staying here to make sure you're all right. You could have sold me for a penny. Her name was Eboon. She could have sold me for a little. I said, my poor. And to have them around her. You all right, Granny? And tomorrow we're going to celebrate. You all right? We're going to have fun, you know. And I don't regret having five children and eight grands. And when my mother was sick, we all took terms. The people down in Pensacola said, do y'all on live? I said, no, y'all here more than the folks who live here. Well, because the five of us rotated. And we were always going out for a week or two and stay with my mother, trying to nurse her back to health, and also the grandchildren. So, you know, we had this love for family, a love for family. If you love family, love your people, love your community, there's certain things you don't do. So we want to talk about that love, that love, that God love, that agape love. And how do we put that love back? We got to do something here, y'all. We got to do something. We got to do. Black women, we have got to do something here. And I know I've been talking about that for the longest. I don't know whether I'm trying to still get in touch with Bev because she might. We might have to just put our women's conference here together, do something, and then move on down to a down south. But we got to do something here because our men and our boys are worth saving, and our girls are worth saving. And we have got to stop cursing babies and when they're in somebody's stomach. We curse them. Oh, that baby no good. You know, we got to stop doing it. So we celebrate mothers today. And, then, you know, if you want to talk about mother, a big mama, my dear, whatever you want to talk about, we're celebrating that. Because it's very, very mother. A mother is very important. In the African tradition, they have a matriotic society. Only in Europeans, they got a patriotic. And when I was over in Ghana, Queen Mother, the one chose the next king, the next leader. So we need let's talk. Now, if you also want to talk about Ron Emanuel, you can, in terms of the school thing that's going on. I think my hat's off to those who, those judges who was listening and told the truth. But if we really are interested in trying to do better and make our schools better, we're first going to look at these schools and know that in the black community that schools, parents, mothers, fathers, uncles, grandmothers, aunties, have been a mess. It was designed for failure. They looked at, okay, these folks are being educated, then how are we going to design them not being educated? What are we going to do here? And even with the schools open, what's in them? What's in them to make sure that their children are able to move on to the next level? Every school should have music. I mean, playing instruments, have an opportunity, arts, drawing, you know, theater, the glee club, sports. What does it take? Technology. All of those things, parents and mothers, that's our responsibility to fight. And my hat's off to those parents who have been fighting, and I congratulate those that independent people who came up with telling them no. The last thing I understand is that Ms. Bennett, who take her sugar pill and gone back where she came from, been going around the community. I heard she had I read Carl West's blog. She had something at the Urban League and somebody else's house, and all these folks are meeting all the so-called folks and pulling them together to try to pull them on her side. I would hope that these people who are meeting with her don't do that, that they take an earnest look at the needs of our community and see what we need to do. Because historically throughout the community, we have had organized chaos in our community. And I'm calling on those who she's meeting with not to participate in organized chaos, but to tell her, if they're going to talk to her, exactly what our schools need and what we have to do. So what I want you to do, you listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, anything else you want to talk about. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We on iHeartRadio, and I know a lot of you are listening to me. And all my friends in Ghana, I know y'all listening in Jamaica and all over the world, in the country, wherever you're listening, in Pensacola, Alabama, wherever you are in this New York. I tell you, my blog talk is just going, and my Twitter be jumping off real high, and my Facebook. But we're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook, blackplanet.com, Twitter. And we're also on Blog Talk. All you got to do is hit indoor at the Tillman Coffee Tea and a Conversation with me or Jimmy Lee Underground, and you can get this. You can also listen back. So wake your friends up. Tell them to get their coffee and get their tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be back in a minute. Dorothy Wright Tillman, Coffee Tea and a Conversation with me.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Want to connect with WVON on all of our social media? We've made it simple. Just text SOCIAL to 88474, and the links will be on your phone in seconds. Standard text message rates apply.
Hi, this is Cornel West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WBON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Another perspective with Dr. Leon Finney every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WVON and get a fresh new point of view. You can be more connected with another perspective.
Another perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective.
During our 50th anniversary celebration, we pause to pay tribute to your health. May is Health Awareness Month at WVON, and we're pulling out all the stops to bring you great topics, exciting workshops, and knowledgeable experts all month long. Topics like environmental stress, lactose intolerance, heart disease, and obesity. We're offering informative workshops on family matters, healthy eating, arthritis, and weight loss surgery options. Every day will be another day to empower yourself with information to help you live your best life. In May, WVON is all about your health. All this great information is brought to you by the Urban Health Initiative at the University of Chicago Medicine, St. Bernard Hospital and Healthcare Center, and Mercy Hospital and Medical Center. Here's to you, here's to life.
Who's got the hottest talk show in Chicago? We do. Perry Small.
We, as parents, sometimes you turn a blind eye. Some of you tell your children they're great, they're wonderful, and you're lying to them because they're horrible little sons of guns that are raising hell.
Perry says what you really want to say.
Try to get all of them on the right track. Because if the mother's not worth a damn and the father's not worth a damn, the kids pretty much aren't going to be worth much to us either.
Perry Small, weekdays at 9 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The Banana Leaf Restaurant, 1948 East 79th Street, is Chicago's choice for great Caribbean food. Rick and his staff are ready to serve you specialty items that will enhance any function that you may have. They have unique breakfast sandwiches that include turkey and eggs. Seafood items include jerk catfish, blackened tilapia, shrimp, and salmon. Classic jerk chicken specials with rice, peas, mixed greens, and cabbage. Extra side orders like jerk soup and crab dip, that has Chicago talking. Banana Leaf, inspired by the Caribbean nation. It is time to feed your friends and family. They are open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. For more information, call 773-359-4290. That's 773-359-4290.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Working with someone else.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
loud, say 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 loud. Ooh, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Hey y'all, say it. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Tired of beating our heads against the wall and working for somebody else. You know, interesting thing, look like we work for somebody else now if you look at our communities. You know, killing me. Ooh-wee. I know I was listening, and I'm going to go to the phone. The phone is lit up, and I know all my lines are lit. I got to empty them so I can get y'all back in. You know, I was listening at a lot of people talking about Ramsey, the man who saved the girl. I mean, black folks are always jumping up talking about somebody's language or something. They just talk about the white boy language and what he said and what he did. I mean, that's that caste system that's been in our community forever. I think Michelle talks about it in her book, and everybody have always talked about the caste system that we have. Other folks have broken everything. They do everything, but when it comes to us, we got to find someone. Oh, look at him. Nobody said nothing about this other white guy that had on a white T-shirt that was talking. Our community is the only one that does that. I mean, we are so, that's why we're putting over the airways. We make mamas feel bad about having babies. Then on the other hand, we say this and that. The preacher said, oh, it's just terrible. You have people, and not just, they tell us about Mary. Then we'll say, what are you doing that baby? You don't know what you'll be doing, cursing that baby. It might be your next scientist, your next this, your next that. I mean, what if Barack Obama's mama had not had him? All kind of things. You know, you have to be careful. So we celebrate mothers today. We are celebrating mothers. We celebrate and we thank God for Mr. Ramsey for what he did. And I mean, I had to turn off the radio. Well, you see that? Did you see him? Yeah, well, did we see you? You know, economic racism that you're participating in, organized chaos and confusion. And I went through all the stations to see what they're talking about, this white dude with his no teeth talking. Didn't say anything about him, but that's us. Because I call it, we're good at jumping all over each other and beating each other because cowards does that because they won't face the enemy. So today we celebrate Mama, and we're going to go to the phone, and I want to play the song in a minute. I'm going to go take a couple of calls, then I'm going to play I Always Love My Mama for y'all to hear, okay? All right, I tell y'all on the phone this morning. Benjamin, how you doing, my son?
Good morning, Mrs. Tillman, and I hope you and everybody's having a nice day at VON.
We are. My birthday is tomorrow.
That's right. I already looked it up, Ms. Tillman. I already told Ebony what I was going to say. First of all, good morning to everybody that's listening. Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there that's mothers. And Dorothy Tillman, you know, I have told you this many times, even though me and my friends, we didn't have no mother growing up, we would wish we had a mother like you. And I told Ebony and all your children, they don't know how blessed they are that they had a woman that loved and cared about them like a mother. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. That's it. I'm just keeping it positive.
Thank you, Bill.
I want to tell you, Ms. Tillman, even though we didn't have no mother growing up, me and my friends, Stuart, Aramis, and Lester, these was our mothers growing up. These four black women were our mothers growing up.
Right.
The mother from Ms. Jefferson, from George Jefferson, the mother from Good Times, Florida Evans, the mother from What's Happening, Mabel King, and the mother from That's My Mama, Teresa Mary. Those four black women were our mothers growing up. So once again, I'm going to keep it positive today. Happy Mother's Day to Ms. Dorothy Tillman. I love you, and I respect you, not as an alderman, not as a civil rights leader, but you as a mother. Because every time I hear from you, Ms. Tillman, you're always talking about your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren. You're very maternal. I appreciate it. I respect it. And I want you to have a nice day and a nice Mother's Day
Thank you.
A nice birthday, Ms. Tillman. God bless you.
Benjamin, before you go, you an example of what I was telling you about imagery is everything. You said the women that really help you was those shows you have. That's why we got to stop putting negative imagery out here for our young people so they can begin to have something like that, too. God bless you, too, Benjamin.
Thank you, Ms. Clement. Talk to you next time.
Okay. Maurice, how you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. Good morning, beautiful black woman.
Oh, good morning, Maurice.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you and your family. Happy Mother's Day. So you modestly replied the last time I told you what a role model your family was, that every family has its problems. That is true, Dorothy. But, I mean, your family brings far more solutions to the table than they do problems, like Ebony and the writing, all the research and stuff. I wish my family were like that, Dorothy. I'm dealing with dysfunctional stuff with a capital D.
We all got some dysfunction. Wait now, Maurice. We all got dysfunctional in our family. But when we got to define family, your family is my family. We all have
right.
it. I was just old fashioned. I still would lay them out. I'd knock them out if I have to.
Good value. So excellent value, George. Extended family. You're right.
But you can't. Sometimes you don't know what have gone through to make families. You know, we've been dysfunctional since they brought us to the transatlantic slave. But we found
internal stuff. You're right.
So we got external, internal. But you can't give up. We got to hang on in there. Whatever the dysfunction is, we got to make it function to the best of our ability.
We got to take lemon and make lemonade. But look, Sister Dorothy, you talked about the New World Order. Can I comment for a couple of seconds?
Yes.
This global economy is fast upon us, and I'm mighty afraid if we don't start putting together some real money in real time, we're going to be the permanent underclass. 5-10 years, these people are putting their collective resources together. I mean, we're behind this stuff, but when we play the game, we dominate the game, Dorothy. So I have no doubt we can be players in this game, but we got to start playing.
Well, that's why you have organized chaos in our community, so we cannot be players. If you notice, we're the only group that when we start moving to pull something together, the powers to be and the other powers stomp on us. They come and they try to make sure they create that confusion. We got to figure out how to get past the organized confusion, Maurice.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
happy birthday. The day is Minister Farrakhan's birthday.
And tomorrow is yours. Happy birthday. And Wednesday was mine.
All right. Hey. Ain't nothing like that. I tell you today, happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. I know he listens a lot and his people listen. Happy birthday. We know that you're over at the Mass Marion today on a. I think they're going to be doing a documentary on his life, and he's going to. And tomorrow they're going to be having brunch and stuff at Mass Marion. Y'all should go over there not Mass Marion, over to Salaam and take your family and have brunch all day. Support the Salaam restaurant and all the other black restaurants. If you're not going to cook, find you some black restaurants to go to. You know, find some. What's sad about our restaurant? And, you know, my diet is very strict. I always have been strict, but I always try to make my run around to black restaurants. It's interesting. They'll say, oh, your restaurant got too much grease in it, too much this, too much fried. But they never tell you that a Chinese restaurant got too much grease. They be cooking lard with that fried rice and stuff. Y'all say, y'all eat no pork and come home with a big old thing of rice and stuff. You eat Chinese food, you eat all other ethnic food, and it be full of everything. But anything that's yours, you let folks start saying that you can't eat that. I don't eat all that stuff. I don't eat guts. If y'all want guts, that's y'all business. What I do is go to the restaurant, to the black restaurant, and I try to figure out what food I can eat. Because I cook soul food, but I cook food with a soul, you know, and we have to make sure. If you're going to go out tomorrow, try to go out and find a black restaurant to take your family or call and make reservations for that black restaurant. By the same token, those black restaurants should be advertising on VON. We can't be conveniently black. When it's me, everybody messing with black folks. When it's you, I can't find nobody black. So, you know, we got to collectively do this thing. I know we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to stop all this negative stuff. We got to stop bombarding the negative, which is very small, and making our children and our people thinking that's all it is, that. We got more. I told you today I'm going to try to go and visit this Ambrose mother because my hearts go out to her. She lost her baby. And he was just, this boy lost his life. Another family messed up too. We need to get this little boy checking for drugs. And I think we got to start demanding that the Chicago Police Department, the Justice Department, and everybody that have anything to do with it, stop this drug from coming into our community. They got to stop it. And we have now is a control effort. You cannot. It used to be you can call all them gang leaders together and say, look, y'all got to stop this. You know, you're hurting babies. We did it with Dr. King. We did it with Harold Washington. I know we met with all them gangbangers. We're going to elect Harold Washington. And they all got on. So they have made our community so disorganized that everything inside our community is being controlled outside. Mama's crying everywhere today because they lost their babies. Mamas are sitting somewhere stressed out worrying about their babies. But we all got to be happy. We got to do what we got to do here, and we got to take over our community. We got to do that. Okay. Rosemary, how you doing? Plump, how you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Praise God.
Always.
Black. W-B-O-N.
Yes.
Yes, we love black, and we always love our mother. We're going to be celebrating, too. Because the Harold Washington Foundation.com is celebrating Happy Mother's Day, and that's tomorrow. And happy birthday to you, too.
I'm going to be 66 years old. I'm so excited.
Hear me?
Thank you. I'll be 66. My Somebody said, why you tell folks your age? I said, because I'm blessed. I'm so happy God allowed me to be healthy and happy and be here. My every mother's prayers, Lord, let me live to see my children get grown. And I just thank God for the health and that, and all he's given me at 66.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to share this thought. We're going to be doing a Happy Mother's Day for Big Mama and
Madea
and all of the mothers.
You mean the real Madea, not the Tyler Perry Madea. The real Madea, right?
Right. That's what we call my mother. Madea from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You know, we're from the roots. And we're going to be doing that at 235 East 50. Tomorrow, Sunday, and every Sunday we out there from 2:30 to 4:30.
Okay.
And we've been reaching out to the brothers and sisters for jobs. And also, just like to say happy birthday to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan.
Yes. And we can be reached for the jobs at 312-671-2773. And we supporting our schools. Don't close them. And
but don't close them and put the right, you know, plump, we don't close them. We got to put the right education in there for our children, too. We can't get sidetracked. We got to do it all in compass. Yeah, don't close them, but what you going to put in them?
Yes, well, we can put, you know, we can even consider putting the freedom schools in them.
Well, these churches can do freedom.
You know, always,
well, Plum, that's a whole nother discussion for another day. Thank you so much. Churches can open up freedom schools. Churches can open their doors up. Tomorrow's going to be packed, and everybody guilt going to be on their mama. They're going to preach the guilt sermon for y'all tomorrow. Y'all will give up that money. I'll be in church tomorrow listening to the guilt sermon. Rosemary, how you doing this morning?
Fine. How are you doing, Dorothy?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And happy birthday to you. 66 is young. You've been around so many times around the corner, so I thought maybe you were older than
that.
Well,
you know, I'm mentally,
like 10 years.
You know, mentally I've been, and my grandmother always said I was older, and growing up in a movement where young people was very active, that's why we got exposed to so much, and it can be like that. I think I'm mentally up there.
Oh, you are. You are. You're ahead of that. And that loser that talked about we was going to be at the bottom, that's never going to be. And I'm glad you straightened him out.
Uh-huh.
I want to speak about my mom just for a minute. She just crossed over in August. And do you believe that she came to me the night that she crossed and she said, well, I've seen everything that I wanted to see and I'm ready to go. And she was going at that time. She was 97 years old.
Oh, what a blessing.
And she, praise the Lord.
Were you there when she made her transition?
No, she came down to where I was living.
Isn't that something?
She came.
Oh, you know, I believe in the spiritual, in the spirit. The black folks got to start back believing in the spirit and angels.
Yes, that's how it happened. Isn't that wonderful?
It's very wonderful. I was there with my mother. I rocked my mama to sleep. And I do know.
I remember when you would go down, and I praised you so much when you went down. You were such a good daughter down in Pensacola.
Yeah, she was a good mother.
Yes, and you're a good daughter and a wonderful role model. That's why I say that other loser. But I wanted to say about Mr. Ramsey, too. I feel the same way as you do.
Thank you.
He is a wonderful man. I didn't notice no conk in his hair. I think he has beautiful hair. He has a beautiful confidence about him. Himself. I like the way he expresses himself, and he did a wonderful thing. Cowards don't do that.
No,
they
cowards
criticize,
don't do that, Rosemary.
But he is not that type of person.
No.
And I'm just so glad he did it. I'm proud of him.
But you know what he did, Rosemary? He talked about the homelessness. He said it's homelessness in here. He talked about he knew something was wrong with this white woman came to a black man. I'm going to play that next week. I didn't want to play it all this week. But
I heard him say it.
The homelessness. He said, no, keep the money. I don't need the money. Give it to those folks.
That's what he
it.
Said.
And then the next day, kept on, he was unemployed. He came and said, I got a job. Yeah, he had a natural.
Uh-huh.
He had his hair loose, but it was like a natural. But they never said anything about that white boy with the white T-shirt on who was talking about, if I'm in jail, this is what I'm going to do to him. No, but that's black folks because we have made ourselves jump on each other like that.
They have, and that's that slave mentality. They wanted to. They were just jealous of him because they would not have stepped out in faith. You know, and I know about stepping out in faith.
But, you know
but he
Rosemary?
Did. He said, I'm going to go and see what's wrong with this young lady. What's going on here? He had asked about it a year ago, but they told him, don't go there, don't go there. Well, this time he went on by himself, and I'm so glad.
Well, you know, he was
like
a marauder.
To end up with
He went to
I'm
see
sorry,
he went, he went
say
to
that
Central,
again, please.
I see he was a marauder. He went to Central State where Jimmy and Ebony went. During the time Jimmy and Ebony went to school, he was at Central State.
Oh, Ebony knew Mr. Ramsey?
Not obviously. They was in the same. They was in the same year of school at Central State College. That man went to college at Central State. That's the school.
You
he went
got
to
be kidding! I'm so glad I mentioned it.
Yeah, he went to Central State. He's a Marauder, as they call him. He's all over Central State Facebook. That's one of ours. That's one of ours because I had three children to go to Central State. So, and I have a grandson now. But no, he went to Central State. I just wanted to tell you that. Thank you, Rosemary.
Oh, well, thank you so much. One other thing, Dorothy, it's just going to take a little minute, and that is that we do have the people that are working on the farms, and they want to work. They're not ashamed of the farm work, and I hope that instead of firing the black people like the owners have been done and bringing in these other people, that our people can stay on and get the proper pay and get the proper facilities for going to the bathroom.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, what we understand is that they want to talk about this young man with the Central State. And if you listen to what he said, he addressed all the problems concerning black people. But that's this caste system that those Negroes is in. They go sit at somebody else's table. And it's interesting because anybody else can come to this country and they can speak any way they want to. But the descendants of enslaved Africans in America always get slam dunked because that was part of the whole setup when slavery was over. Then they had to set up, well, it wasn't over, enslavement when the emancipation was passed, which was really when. Then they set up another system, and they have always had this caste system in our community. As long as this caste system exists in terms of not coming together, our community is going to suffer. I call it economic. It's economic racism by our own, is economic crime by our own people, education, economic, all of this stuff. So, no, I think we need to really look at how folks be manipulating us. I tell you. Sal, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wasn't sure, Dorothy, exactly when your birthday was, so I asked Ebony when I called in, and Benjamin and I were on the same page with that.
Yeah.
God know I love Benjamin and respect him, but I've got to disagree with him on one point.
What is that?
This morning when he said that your children don't know how blessed they are. I think they do.
I hope so.
I know.
But you know what's so funny, Sal, is that I have more than five children. I have a lot of children. My children have always brought children home, and I got children who've gone on to school and done other things. So, and not to mention all of those children. When you look at, I got a young man, Quinn Dixon, the one that's the valet for the theater. I remember when I met them brothers, all of them was banging and doing everything, a bunch of them. And
yeah.
I grabbed them and told them we had to elect Harold Washington and get their life together. And I know we say that about 100 of those men now that's doing good. And not to mention the children they brought home that's doing, I'm their mothers too. And, I'm an extended mama.
There you go.
I'm your mama too, Sal.
But listen, on Ramsey, I wrote a piece to Facebook saying that the president could take a page from his straight talk book.
That's right.
He might have split a few verbs, but his truth was clear.
It was.
And understandable. Mm-hmm. And I love him for what he did. I want to invite the WVON family around the world to a surprise birthday party that I'm giving for you.
What?
Minister Farrakhan and me. My birthday was Thursday.
Well, you're going to be at the vacant lot.
I'm sorry?
We're going to meet on the vacant lot and pick up some trash.
There you go. Now, I just might ask the minister to do that because
I'm
he promised me that
you
he would
pull
something for me when asked, and I've been waiting until, the time was really right. But the other is that I have a spiritual nugget, for us all, and it came from Black Labor, White Wealth Claude
great
Anderson,
book,
in which
book.
He talked about the conservatives first, making sure that the reader clearly understood, conservatism. It means to conserve.
That's right.
Whatever you have, don't give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, he talked about how the conservatives have always gone out of their way to sink any black ship that we might set a sail.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference in the conservatives and the liberals is that the liberals rearrange the deck chairs on the sinking ship to make us comfortable.
Well, I've always told people that I respect Southern whites more than I do liberal, because what they do is the Southern whites was up in our face and we knew what our enemy was, we could fight. But the liberals be grinning behind your back and put a knife in you. And
right.
It's all right as long as they're leading you, but don't you try to lead. So, you know, and my thing is, you sit at their table, and you think that you're one of them until their son show up, and they say, you got to move. They say, but Mr. White Man, I thought this was my seat. No, you was occupied until my son came. Get up.
Yeah. Lastly, Dorothy, I'm celebrating the fact that I'm getting advice among masters.
Whoa!
So the two of us will probably be the only ones in Chicago with the book. And to make sure that we get the present that we want, we're going to invite people and charge them to get in the door to participate in our study group.
Okay, well, that's Advice Among Masters, a great book. And we're going to talk more about that another week because we really got to get to moving here with this women and men thing and how we're going to have to move our community real quick because they have, like, accelerated the move on us. We got to accelerate our move. Thanks, Sal.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh. I tell you, it is really something. I always love my mama. This is my mama. This is I always love mama. This is all for the Muddias and the aunties and all the other people and all about it who want to be a mama. You don't have to have had a baby. Take care of somebody else, baby, who need a mama. Hey, y'all, I always love my mama. This is to all the mothers and all the ones who love their mothers and all the wannabe mamas and all the other people who want to be. This is to y'all. I always love my mama. I always. If you don't love your mama, my mama said, watch a man how he treat his mommy and tell you how he's going to treat you. You got to love your mama, the one who brought you to the world. Mama said, I brought you here, I'll take you out. Hey. Always, we got to go back, y'all. They penetrated us. We got to take that thing out and glue it back up and come on back together, y'all. We got to do that. Hey, Quinn. Quinn, you my baby, too. I know you're listening. All y'all love it. All y'all my children.
I know y'all listening. Hey, all my sisters around the country, don't worry about it. Hey, y'all, my favorite girl.
When we start understanding that mothers is a favorite girl, well, you protect your favorite girl. Love my mama. Love my mama, y'all. Love is protecting respect. An old lady told me once that, look, when you got a mama, everybody else, you can be in a hole with maggots over you. This old lady told me this way back about 20-some years ago. And she said, everybody walked by and said, ooh, look at him and all those maggots. See, a mother reached over and said, that's my child, and clean that child off and bring that child home. In Africa, when your mother dies, you get nervous because you got to find an auntie or somebody to clear the way for you. Mother, pray for you. Every day I pray for my children. We have to pray for our children all the time. All the time. Macy, oh, Mark from the South Side.
Hey, how you doing, Alderman?
Hey, I always love my mama, my brother.
I know. Same here. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
First of all. And secondly, I wanted to tell you about a wonderful young lady that I met earlier this week.
My granddaughter.
Yeah. Yes.
She told me she met you.
Let me tell you something. She, people know Ebony and Jimmy and the rest of your family. They don't know there's a third generation of Tillman.
Oh, yeah.
You better look out.
Oh yeah.
You better look out.
That's my oldest granddaughter, Booty Beje.
She's wonderful.
Thank you.
Articulate. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful experience. I had a good time.
Thank you.
And I will see you next Saturday at noon at Navy Pier, where you're going to be on the panel.
That's what Evan's telling me. I got to look at that. Okay, we're going to talk about that, okay?
Okay.
Evan just gave me a note that I'll be there. We'll talk. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, talk to you later.
And those who want to go on my Facebook to see Charles Ramley, Central State University, 89 to 90, we got a picture of him. Strong, handsome-looking young man. Look at him. Look at him on our Facebook. Charles Ramsey. Those who want, you can go link my Facebook, and you can see Charles Ramsey. This man went to Chicago State University. That's why he was very much like he was. I don't know what happened to the young man in order. We got to find out, because I understand he was very active in school at Chicago State University. I mean, at Central State University. He's very good. I knew he was a marauder. He went to school with my son and all of them. So don't be thinking he no dummy. You want to see what he looked like in school? Go to my Facebook page to see what he looked like. And I'm going to try to put it on VON Facebook, too, so y'all can see it. I'm going to tell a pair of them to put it up. Okay, let me go back to the phone and try to take some more calls before the break. Meso, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day. What a beautiful thing to have a birthday and Mother's Day on the same day.
You're another blessing, double blessing.
God. First of all, I would like to say you're right on point about the matrilineal system. And then happy Mother's Day to my mother, Mildred Stewart Davis, and my maternal grandmother that I never knew, but Big Mama, who taught me how to sew, how to cook, how to iron, and then hot water cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
Biscuits on Sunday.
Oh,
she's from Monroe, Louisiana. Oh. And a happy birthday to Minister Farrakhan. And today's birthday, today is the birthday also of Joseph Oliver, Louis Armstrong's mentor. He was born on May 11th, 1885.
Oh,
and then on Tuesday is Sidney Bechet's birthday, who was born on May 14th, 1895. He was a great clarinetist, great saxophone player. And then also there's an article in the Defender on the great Ella Fitzgerald, the life of Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes, okay.
And thank Mr. Childs and the Defender. And it's an article that was written by me.
Okay, I'll get it. Thank you so much, Maisel.
Okay, have
and
a great week.
Go on my
week.
Facebook and see Childs. Look up Childs Anderson Ramsey. He went to Chicago. He went to Central State. Thank you so much, Maisel. I appreciate that. I tell you, who I got here? Dee from the West Side.
Sister Dorothy.
Hey, Sister Dee.
Hey, God is still on the throne.
Boy,
I just want to say happy birthday to all you greats.
Thank you.
All you great people. You know who you are. I just wanted to say right quick that I think we have a problem not trusting one another. I can remember when...
Some of us, those of us who trust each other, got to get together and teach those who don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
I trust you.
I can remember when black folks trusted each other. If I'm not mistaken, it was after Daddy Grace and Father Divine did they think that we lost trust in
each
other.
Well, I don't know about that, Dee. Let me say that we, most of us, trust. What you do is that you got people who say stuff like you're doing over and over, and we keep saying it's like a broke record, and we believe. I trust you. You trust me, and I think we'll be all right.
What happened to Warren Valentine? Did we lose trust in him?
I don't know. I'm not going to go on that road, D. Reverend Weatherspoon, I want to go on that road about Warren Valentine. I don't know. We take little stuff and we just push our stuff. Like we talked about Rams, and even though he went to Central State. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing?
God bless you, Dorothy.
You too.
Happy Mother's Day and happy birthday.
To you too. I got 30 seconds.
We thank God for all the money. We just wish to send praise up to all the mothers that are celebrating their Mother's Day. Thank God for you.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon. Don't y'all forget you got to go to Minister Farrakhan 2 to 5 today, Mouse Marianne. He's going to his documentary plus his music, his record that he just laid out, he's going to be playing that. And then it's going to be reception from, then it's going to have tomorrow, we're going to be at the Salam Restaurant. Okay, listen, Top of Chicago, 1690 WVON, our number 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're on Black Cut. Planet.com, iHeartRadio. We all over the planet, y'all. So just come on and listen to us. Come on, engineer telling me I got to go. I'll get your coffee, get your tea, because come on back, y'all. We're going to talk. I'll be back in a few minutes and talk to him. In the meantime, look up Chuck Ramsey. God bless. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON.
Heading in different directions today. President Obama saying Congress should give more homeowners the chance to refinance. Republican Representative Martha Roby of Alabama talking about legislation passed by the House giving people the right to trade overtime for more time off. This is NBC News Radio. Astronauts on the International Space Station getting ready to go outside to fix a cooling system leak. Here's NBC's Tom Costello.
This is all part of the Farport Trust, the backbone of the International Space Station. And this is a coolant loop, something to keep the critical systems cool on board the International Space Station. This device, where this is located, contains mechanical systems that drive the cooling functions up and down the truss.
Serena Williams will have the chance to win her 50th career title after beating Sarah Rani of Italy today. She advances to the final round of the Madrid Open. And John Lennon's first car, a 1965 Ferrari, going up for auction in England, could fetch up to $337,000. He bought the car after he passed his driving test in early 1965. Right about the same time, the Beatles recorded Ticket to Ride. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Hi, this is Teresa Deer, host of Let's Get to Work, heard Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9:30. America is on the road to recovery, bringing new jobs and new opportunities. Join us as we explore ways to help you get the job you want, keep the job you have, and secure the job that's waiting for you. Join us Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 9:30, as we empower, enable, and equip you with the information you need to get the job you want. Let's Get to Work, heard exclusively on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
Hey, what are you eating today?
Well, I was thinking about having some smothered chicken over rice with gravy, a side of greens, a side of yams. Ooh, or maybe I'll have some salmon croquettes with macaroni and cheese and string beans. I can't seem to make up my mind.
Well, I was thinking about having some breakfast food, like shrimp and grits. Ooh, or chicken and waffles. Or what about smothered potatoes with fried catfish and fried green tomatoes? That sounds great right now.
And I know the right place where we can get all those tasting dishes and much more.
Iona Southern Comfort Cuisine.
They are a healthy alternative to eating out.
Don't forget the Sunday all-you-can-eat buffet that starts at noon until 7 p.m. Iona, 1767 West 95th Street. That's on the corner of 95th and Woods. Call 773-233-0027. That's 773-233-0027. Let's eat.
Let's go.
A faster, smoother, better South Red Line is coming. Starting May 19th, the CTA will close and rebuild the 44-year-old Red Line from Cermak to 95th Street. During the five-month project, CTA will offer free 24-hour shuttle buses to the Garfield Elevated Station, plus free entry at Garfield. Red Line service using Green Line tracks. 50-cent discounts on all bus routes south of 63rd Street, and much more. To learn more, visit RedLineSouth.com or call 1-888-YOUR-CTA.
Hi, this is Cornell West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
The Banana Leaf Restaurant, 1948 East 79th Street, is Chicago's choice for great Caribbean food. Rick and his staff are ready to serve you specialty items that will enhance any function that you may have. They have unique breakfast sandwiches that include turkey and eggs. Seafood items include jerk catfish, blackened tilapia, shrimp, and salmon. Classic jerk chicken specials with rice, peas, mixed greens, and cabbage. Extra side orders like jerk soup and crab dip, that has Chicago talking. Banana Leaf, inspired by the Caribbean nation. It is time to feed your friends and family. They are open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. For more information, call 773-359-4290. That's 773-359-4290.
Tune in to Another Perspective with Dr. Leon Finney every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WVON and get a fresh new point of view. You can be more connected with Another Perspective.
Another Perspective. Another Perspective. Another Perspective. Another Perspective.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's true urban legend, The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Sing a song full of the hope that
the present has brought her. Facing the rising sun of new safety eager, lit up by joy, still victory is won.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. I've been to the mountaintop. My leader, Dr. King, when he said, I've been to the mountaintop, what he meant is that I've been there. He said, Dr. King, you talk about the mountaintop experience all the time. That's another kind of experience. That's a free experience. That's an experience, and you went there and you're dealing with truth, and you're dealing with all the things that you're supposed to be dealing with, and you don't, you know, it's another kind of spiritual feeling when you go there, y'all. For God is that internal I am what I am, who I am, the I am spirit of us, little God's having a human experience. That's a great feeling to go to. And he thought that we'll get there. He wasn't naive. He wasn't talking about no pie in the sky. As Willie Dixon said, it might not be no pie in the sky when I die. It could be a lie. He was talking about, he didn't believe that black people would get all of this, open up these doors and not pull black folks in and start building community. It is that time, wherever you are in the country, in the world, in the city, to take a deep breath. Joseph, Ebony, and my engineer, this young black man sitting in for Courtney. That's what I love about Melody Chevrolet's young black men and women here. I don't say male, female. It's like a dog saying that. That's what men, women, young ladies, young men. It's time to take that deep breath. It is that deep breath, y'all. It is that time to take a deep breath. Black. One more time, Joseph. Black. Whew. Why do we do that, Joseph? We do black, and sometimes black folks scared to say black. They so scared to say black, they think if they say black, oh, my God, be whoever you are, but not who you are, organized chaos. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to talk about message to the black man, and he always used the word black man because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that the world had more black people than anybody else. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan, my brother. Happy birthday to you. I love the minister. Y'all know I do. Hey, the minister have always stood up for black people. Today, his birthday. Tweet him or go online and say happy birthday to him or show up tomorrow for the brunch and take him a card and just say happy birthday. If you want to help out tomorrow, go on over to Salam Restaurant for your brunch all day and do that tomorrow and say happy birthday. Do it with Minister Farrakhan tomorrow. He's either show up at the mosque, y'all. I know some of y'all going to be going to church. I got to go to church tomorrow because I have duties at church to do. But those who don't, go over to the mosque at 10 a.m. The priceless value of mother. That's what he's going to be talking about tomorrow at the mosque at 10 o'clock, the priceless value of mothers. And he got a brunch all day. You know, I love the minister. Who's the minister? Say, hey, backup offer. Not only you backup offer, then I'm going to give an attorney that's going to be there, and he's going to take care of them and make sure they stay there. We thank Burberry for the power for all the stuff that he did and all the ministers. Aside from that, we've been with the minister a long time. When he first came here to rebuild the nation, we were here with him. We've been with him a long time. And whatever trials we've gone through, the minister have been there for us, whatever it have been, whether it was to when Burkham said he was not going to confirm me, he was there. When things happened, he was there. Whatever, he's been there. We've always been there for each other. And I just love the minister. He's my brother, you know. And one thing I remember the minister saying once, that he ain't no dog alley person. Folks want to talk to them quietly, don't want to come public. They want to do this, want to do that. And I always said to them, you know, my thing is this, if you ain't no coward, you know, cowards are something. You know, they love to have be turn folks into skanks or they become skanks. When you're not a coward, you stand up. Cowards, cowards. When you're not a when cowards, they just run, you know, they run around. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan, a man who don't squat to go to the bathroom, you know. They said men not supposed to squat to urinate. Only women do that, so men supposed to stand up. We love him standing up. Happy birthday again to Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm going to go back to the phone, and then I got something to play. We are celebrating mothers today, y'all. We're celebrating mothers. Our grandmothers, aunties, and our tradition, our family, what it is as a mother, how we was and what we used to be and how we still are, the majority of us are, but they take the negative and they push it, just like this thing that Ramsey did, and they tried to make it, oh, look how he talked, look how he looked. They never say anything about this white boy in his T-shirt, talking about what he'll do, when I go back to jail, I'm going to do this to him. Everybody's glad I'm in jail. Nobody said anything. But here, Ramsey, you can go and find him. He went to Ebony. He was in the school when Ebony Jimmy was there. He's a Marauder, Central State University. Strong young man. I'm going to try to find him, get him on my show, and really find out. I might have Ebony come interview him when I have him, because Ebony, she's very good at interviewing. But strong, good young man. You knew he had a consciousness when he started talking about when a white woman ran to a black man's arm, I knew something was wrong. And he talked about the homelessness and all the problems that we were having real. He talked about it real quick. He talked about it. This man, hats off to him. All them old cowards that's talking can go jump. I'm going to take a couple of calls, and then I'm going to talk about we're going to salute our grandmothers. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690, WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live at www.wvon.com, and we are on iHeartRadio. Hello, brothers over there on the west side. Hello, all of y'all that's in the gym right now listening to me, getting your hair cut. All y'all just listening. We are on blackplanet.com. We are also on Facebook, group Facebook, Twitter, and you can also... You know, you can just start looking for Coffee Tea and find me on Blog Talk and get all of this after. Or you can go to Jimmy Lee Underground. That's my son's radio. He got his little underground. You know, he's my little renegade. He's an independent. Hello, Jamil. I got your message. Thank you for calling your mama to say happy birthday and happy birthday and all of that. And we'll talk tomorrow. My miss, wish you was here, my daughter. She came here to help out during the time when we were doing all this stuff. And she went on back. We're still trying to get on back up here. You know, little hens get the bitties back in the room. Hello, and you know, happy birthday to me. Thank you for saying that, Jamil. So I'm going to go back to the phone, and then I'm going to come back and say, I always love my mama. Rosa, how you doing? No, Grandmama here. We're going to salute Grandmama. Rosa, how you doing?
Good morning, Miss Tillman.
Happy and Mother's Day to you, Rosa.
And happy Mother's Day to you, and happy birthday also.
Thank you.
And I would like to talk about Mr. Ramsey now. President Obama, he called Mr. Collins, the basketball player, when he came out, and he said how courageous he was. But
so when he came out and said he was gay? So when Collins said he was gay?
You're right.
Oh, okay. I just make sure. Uh-huh.
But really, that wasn't courageous. He was just telling his personal business because what two adults do in the privacy of their own bedroom, that's their business.
What'd you say? He was peeping in the keyhole, huh?
Mm-hmm. President Obama didn't call him nor invited him to the White House.
Well, you know, what, Rosa? The black community jumped all over this man. I said, y'all are your crazy organized cows. This man was very intelligent to me. And they said he was very strong on the campus at Central State University. He went to school with my children, Ebony and Jimmy.
Yes. But you haven't heard anything from President Obama, though. That tells you what he think of black people and especially black men. And I want to leave you with the words of Mr. Palmer. It's enough to turn a Negro black.
Thank you, Rosa. Thank you. Oh, Lou Palmer says, enough to make a Negro turn black. We salute you, Ramsey, and I'm going to get Ramsey on our show. Maybe I'll get him next week. You know, he was smart. This man, he laid out a lot of stuff. He laid out some things that I know some of these other Negroes have been doing. Oh, yeah, he said, I don't want your money. He said, give it to those folks who need it. And let's address the homeless problem. This man laid out some stuff. And this other brother, if I was in, this other white dude, you know, one of his friends that only got, if I go to jail, who? I'll beat this man. Anybody said nothing. But that's organized chaos for our community. That could have been a positive turn for our children to show what you can do to help somebody. But the organized faction in our community jumped right in there and said, hey, we got to turn this into a negative. We can't have a black man looking positive. And understand that I don't like the word male and female. You are a man, a woman, a lady, or a gentleman. And this is what I'm going to play right now to salute those grandmothers. Because my grandmother, this is a lady that took me to meet Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when I was 9 years old at the Hope Street Baptist Church. Took me to Red Bells. Y'all in Montgomery know what I'm talking about. My grandma would not allow me. I would go to Red Bells and sit up at the countertop while they did what they're doing. Drink my little Coca-Cola. They shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle because she wasn't going to have me downtown going to that old back window. The black folks cook. But then when you wanted to eat, you go in the back and they give you a sandwich out of the home. My dear taught me dignity. My dear was a real my dear. My grandmother's gone, but to her spirit and to all your grandmothers who's alive and all you grandmothers who are being mothers like right now, I'm being one. I'm on top of my grandchildren. And those who got to raise their children and try to put some fat on the children's head. I'm playing this because this is what our hands supposed to, let's lay hands on our grandchildren. We plan this for the grandmother. Come on, help me out, Joseph.
Clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma ain't played a tambourine so well. Grandma ain't used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma Grandma Hay.
Grandma Hay.
Used to ache sometimes and swear. Grandma Hay used to lift.
I'm shelling those peas and cutting them greens. And I sit down there and she chopped them sweet potatoes and give me a piece of chew.
That you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma.
Hey, dealt with it all. You love that man? Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Come on, church girl.
Grandma Hay. Used to hand me piece of candy.
He wasn't judgmental.
Grandma Hank picked me up each time.
That's my budget, Julie White.
Grandma.
Hey, James, are you listening?
Really,
my brother, this is for Grandma. You know you love my dear.
Matty, don't you whip that boy.
My brother Detroit.
What you wanna spank him for?
Hey.
He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma.
Ain't no love like Grandma love, y'all. Hey. Hey, love it is for you. You listen. Tony, this is for all y'all grandmamas out there. Grandma Hand, y'all. Grandma Hand, all you grandmamas. There's a lot of mothers not being grandmothers. But it's all right, Grandma Hand, y'all. Grandma Hand, Grandma Hand, and Grandma Hand. Let me go back to the phone, y'all. We having a good time. 773-591-1690. The Talk of Chicago. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. Dorothy Wright, Tim, you can also pick this back up on Blog Talk by Gun, Jim Lee Underground. Or you can go and look for Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me, Rick. How you doing, Grandma Hand?
Hey, Dorothy, I just called to wish you happy birthday and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Rick.
You know, because I listen to you and I love your show. They should keep more shows like that on. You know, if you keep it positive and you bring knowledge to the show.
Yeah.
And most important, you stick behind black people, and that's what I like, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
so I had
you.
To call and wish you happy birthday today.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You got a grandma?
Yeah, my grandma's dead, but she was mostly positive. She was an angel.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Okay.
I was raised by my grandma and by my mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I love my grandma.
Oh, yeah. Grandma hands, baby. Thank you, Rick.
All right.
Ain't nothing like Grandma Hand, y'all. My grandma would say, my grandmother took me to Hope Street Baptist Church. And we were sitting there, and everybody was singing and clapping and doing all this stuff. And I was 9 years old, y'all. And this man walks in. He come on down the aisle, take off his hat and take off his coat. And he gets up and he starts speaking. That man was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. My grandmother said to me, I have never seen anything, Dorothy Jr., keep you so quiet. Because I was always why and how and what. I always had a question. I remember we got on the whole street, on the Day Street bus, and I could never understand, my dear, why can't I sit in the front of this? Those little white kids sitting in front of that bus, and they weren't as neat as I was. Grandma would be impressed my hair so much. I know some of y'all ladies know about it. My hair be pressed so hard that when the sun hit it, it would burn my scalp. And she'd be shining my patent leather shoes, and I have on a little pleated skirt she'd have made on that single sewing machine. And I know I was looking better than those little kids, but I said, my dear, why? Because we put our money in the front and walked to the back. And I said, I'm going to do something about this one day. She said, I know you will. And I found out later on, that's why she took me to the Whole Street Baptist Church. And I understood everything that they were saying that night when they was talking about boycotting. When they was talking, and I walked with Muddy and all them other ladies, and I would walk and walk. Hey, I love Grandma Hand, y'all. I love Grandma Hand. My grandmother was awesome. And one day she told me, Dorothy G, I was so worried. She was so worried about me. I said, what's wrong? We had gotten beaten up at all. She was looking for me in the march. So when I got off, she said, I was so worried about you. So I had to go to a meeting that night to the MIA office. And she said, baby, you have to be careful. They'll pay these Negroes to kill you for a pig ear and a bottle of wine. Those folks who were the white men there. I said, okay, Muddy, I'm going to remember that. And Muddy was something else. I love Muddy. And in fact, it was Muddy who Dr. King told Bevel to go and ask, can I come? Because Muddy kept her hands on us. Hello, Glenda.
Hey, my sister.
Hey,
black,
Liz.
Black,
all the way.
Happy, wonderful, getting younger birthday to
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day, and to my mom.
Happy Mother's Day to you too,
happy
sister.
Happy birthday, 91 years young, still running the street.
Woo, praise God.
Absolutely. And don't think that we're not mothers, whether we birthed or not.
That's right.
Caring to share to mentor is mothering.
That's what I said earlier, Glenda. I said, if you don't have a child, do not mean that you can't love and have another child that don't have it. You can do all these things to children. But just don't sit by and do nothing. Because there's enough of them out here need love.
We're a worldwide expanding extension, Sam. Anywhere you go, if you see something like you said when you do up and down the street, put it in check.
That's right, Glenda.
With love.
Happy Mother's Day.
You know, it's always a pleasure to see you, and I heard the a comment about your granddaughter, and I'm going to do one about your grandson.
Which one?
Because there's never a time I pass that beer that that child is not there. It's
which
never
one?
A time I come in there. What's your grandson name that's always down at the theater?
You know, he's my, that's one of the ones I tell my, Jacorian.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I mentored him. He's one of the little brothers that came up out of B. Wells that we took, and he was at Tilden and Jim Lee.
Okay, well, no, I'm not.
But that's all right. That's what you're talking about. He tell folks he's my grandson. He can be my grandson.
Okay. Well,
I had him. He's mine, too. I tell you, I got a lot of them. That's the Corian.
Jim Lee's son worked there, too, right?
That's not Jim Lee's son. Jim Lee's only have a daughter. I'm saying, just all right, Jacorian. And then
okay.
My tall, tall grandson, Jimmy Tillman, the third, be there. But Jacorian is like my son. It's all right. Jacorian is mine.
He's such a lovely spirit, sister.
He's one of those ones when I say you can reach out. We took
him.
We took him from out of the West. Come on, Jacorian. We took him when he was in high school. And that boy, that young man now, he knows everything about
young
that
man.
Theater. He knows how to do all the lights, how to do everything. He can run that theater by himself. And that was one of them that we took and we mentored. He is my grandson. I'll take him.
And I'm so proud of you all because, you know what, that embedment of, hey, you can come right here with whatever's going on. We're going to help it out.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Happy Mother's Day to you.
To you, too.
Thank
love you. You all.
You, too. That's an example. Jacorian, you know, Jacorian's with those students that came from Tilden. He was one that's hung in there. You know, and we took him, and when we got through this young man, he can run the lights, he can do everything it is up in there. He's interviewed basketball players, Ramsey Lewis, everybody. He's something else. And he's my son. Everybody says, your grandson. I just realized, Jacorian, yes, baby. I thought you was my son, but I'll let you be my grandson. I thought I was making him my son. Hello, Walden.
Hey, how you doing, Dorothy?
Hey, Reverend Walden, how you doing?
Oh, girl, I just got back in town, and guess what?
What?
I turned on the radio, you know, WVON is my favorite station.
Oh, yes, it is.
Whose voice do I hear this morning? Dorothy Wright Kill.
Oh, listen at you. You know the minister's birthday is today.
Hey, girl, happy Mother's Day and happy birthday.
Thank you, Reverend Walden. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know you understand Grandma and Mama. And thank
I
you.
Sure do, because you know what I remember about my grandma? She used to come up, her name was Ella Mae Walker. She used to come up here, and we was living at 4036 State Street back in those days. You know, that was in the early 40s. And she said she'd have some snuff in her mouth.
Uh-huh, I knew about that snuff.
And she said, I'll run down the house from the grocery store and get me some Gary snuff.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I remember that. And they told out Harry, they told out Hester's grocery store, OB Funeral Home, and all of those businesses, amen, from 51st Street all the way back to 35th Street. You know, where there was black businesses on both sides, they tore them down to build Robert Taylor Homes.
Well, you know, Reverend Walden?
And we ain't never got business-wise. We've never got straight sense.
Well, you know, Reverend Walden, I got a chance to meet your family when I came to one of your family's funeral, and you got a wonderful family.
Oh, yeah, I remember you came to a funeral, don't you?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, Reverend Walden. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan, today at tomorrow at Mass Mayor Ann. You all can be there at 10 o'clock to hear his message that he's going to be preaching. And then tomorrow you can also go over to Salam Restaurant, all your black restaurant, if you're going to do a buffet. Take your children and show them what it's all about. Arlene, how you doing?
Good morning.
All right. Good morning.
Yes, listen, I just wanted to say that, firstly, happy birthday to you and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
But I wanted to say that it is important that we not put all of the emphasis on whether or not this man went to college and anything. He was there when he was needed. He's a hero because he was courageous enough to take that step. And I just feel so badly that people are trying to make that secondary to him being an educated person.
I agree with you. And the only reason I brought up, because I'm tired of black folks having this organized chaos, to say who are they? They shouldn't keep showing him. They never say anything like the other people. I had to let them know that he did go to Central State University and was a very prominent student there, and I just wanted people to know they can Google and to see that. I'm not putting no specialty on it, but I got sick of people talking about him. I'm very proud of him.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day to you.
And to you.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Ms. Huntington, how you doing this morning?
I am blessed. How about you?
I'm blessed.
And happy Mother's Day. Happy birthday, and happy birthday to Minister Farrakhan. And I want to applaud that young man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to applaud him.
Yes.
Everybody should know that he is a model for our country.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get off the phone because my great-grandson's birthday is...
Happy Mother's Day to you and Gloria. I love you. You know y'all. You know my adopted godmother. Thank you so much.
And we love you too. You are our children.
Thank you so much. All right, Miss Clausen, I had to get you in here. How you doing, Miss Clausen?
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you. Hello.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy birthday. From all of us at Dudley Beauty College, we just think you are the best thing that ever happened in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you know I love Dudley. Turn your radio down. You know I love Dudley because I always talk about Mr. Fuller, S.B. Fuller, and his relationship with Dudley and all of that. And they want to get S.B. Fuller book or Dudley book. Come on over to that college and pick it up.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning, and it is a privilege to say Happy Mother's Day and Happy Birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Thank
you.
All right. Ms. Clausen runs the Dudley Beauty School over there. If you want the S.B. Fuller book, you can go over there and get it. You know, S.B. Fuller, I have to talk about him again, but I won't do it too much today. But, you know, when they came after him, Dudley was the one he gave one of his formula to, and that Dudley School been really, 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 really Dudley School of Beauty. You want to learn how to do it over there. He's good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Clausen, and know that they're listening over there. Ms. Eunice, how you doing?
Hi, Dorothy. Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day to you and all the other mothers.
Thank you.
Also to Mr. Farrakhan. How have you been?
I've been fine. I'm so wonderful to hear your voice. You know, we're running passing, but you know you're always in my heart.
Yes, and you same here.
Thank you.
So it's always good to see you. You have a great day, and also give my love to Ebony.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
sure.
so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Ms. Spa, I think the Dudley's got some specials over. I'm going to find out on the spa and hair and stuff over at the Dudley Beauty School for Mother's Day if y'all want to get on over there and get the special. But I'm going to find out. I want to play this song now. Let me see what I got coming up. I want to make sure I get all my songs in. Play me a Mother's Day song. I want to play Men's the Boys, Mama. Yeah, y'all, this is, and I'm coming back to the phone with Talk of Chicago, 1690, 773-591-1690. This is Boys to Men, Mama.
There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't be right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be. You will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, Mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you knew I love you, Mama.
Woo, sing Boys to Men, y'all. Boys to Men. Mother's gotta be celebrated every day.
You're always there for me, had always been around for me, even when I was bad.
Hey, Boys and Men, you listen to Boys and Men. The men talking to the boys.
And you took up for me when everyone was down to me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on. There was so many times.
Strength to go on.
When I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say me, I could sense anything. And no one else can do what you've done to me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, Mama, Mama.
Wonderful, y'all. Listen. Come on, young men out there, listen. All my young men on the west side that's listening to me, y'all hear this? Hey, come on, y'all. It's all right. It's going to be all right. Don't give up. Sing in there with your mama, whoever's being your mama. Mudgy, auntie, cousin, Nico. Yeah, she's precious because she gave you life. She could have flushed it down the toilet. But she loves you. The pain of a mother, you know, to give birth. You can't have but love, regardless of what you go through or what might happen after the baby comes. Can't be nothing but love, baby. Hey, woo, happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Khadija. Sister Farrakhan, the right hand of Minister Farrakhan that holds his right hand. I love you, Sister Khadija. Happy Mother's Day to you with all your children, your beauty. Been there with the minister. She's a great woman. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Woo! Hey, mama, 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 mama. Woo! Look, y'all, young men, I know I got a lot of young brothers that listen to me on the west side, the far south side, all out for these brothers taking us to listen to Tillman. Put some fat on your head. Men and women, ladies and gentlemen, ain't no male, female. You ain't no dog. Come on here. We got to stop saying that. I tell you. 773-591-1690. I just got the phones lit up. I got a few lines open, y'all, if you want to call. Tomorrow at the Mask at 10 a.m., Minister Farrakhan will be speaking on the priceless value of mother. And there will be a brunch all day at the Salon. You all can go over there and go to most black restaurants right now, y'all. Make some arrangements. If you're going to go out and let your kids see, your children see you're in a black restaurant. Don't let nobody tell you that you know, that our food is too this and that. Go eat what you can eat. you know, and put some money in the economy. Someone wants to know what happened to Miss Geneva. I don't know. Miss Geneva, if you're listening, please call. I've been worried about Miss Corrine, because I called her and her phone was off. She used to call, and I haven't heard from her. I would hope that she's all right. She called all the time. So I don't know what happened to Miss Geneva. If anybody knows, maybe she just decided to listen more and talk less. I don't know. Please give me a call. Mansung, how you doing?
Hey, Hotep.
To you too, my brother.
First of all, Furaha Kuzaliwa, Kiswahili for happy birthday.
Thank you.
On tomorrow for you. And, of course, for three people today, we say Furaha Kuzaliwa. My mother, the late, great Naomi Theodoria Treadwell Gray, was born May 11th today.
Oh, same day as my mama. I remember you telling me that before, yeah.
Yeah, we did this last year, you know.
Yeah,
And Furaha Kuzaliwa to your mom and also to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Dorothy, today my son, my brother, my grandson and I will be going out to Glenwood Cemetery to pour libation for my parents, George Gray and Naomi Gray, as an act of honor and remembrance to them. And I would urge our people to always pour libation for your family members who are no longer physically on the planet. That's African spirituality. And they will always live as long as we can remember them. And in closing, I wanted to share quickly a concept that I learned from Gary Tambuzi Smith, who works in Dorothy Brown's office. He says, and he told me this on my birthday, he says that mothers have multiple birthdays. And you might say, how is that? Well, each person that comes through their womb,
right,
of course, has that day as their birthday.
That's
but
right.
The mother giving birth shares that day also as her birthday.
Right.
Because she's the one that gave birth.
That's right.
So it's a birthday for her multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So, sister, keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Hotep to everybody. And
thank you.
Let's go on and bust a move.
Thank
for,
you so much.
Liberation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I tell you. BJ, how you doing this morning?
Oh, Dorothy, I feel better than I have for a long time.
Oh,
God is blessing me.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, Dorothy. I tell you what, a lot of people are suffering from post-traumatic slavery syndrome, and they don't know it, okay? And I tell you what, when I was born and raised, a little bit older than you numerically, I was on Dr. King Drive in 1943 when my father came back from fighting World War II. My grandmother and my mother, thanks to God for you even playing the thing about grandma's hands, I was there, okay? My grandmother was a landlady for a white man that owned a building over there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, then later when I grew up, I ended up getting a job on the property on the Lake Meadows. But anyway, Dorothy, the thing of it is one thing about it is this, Dorothy. One of the things that gave me post-traumatic slavery syndrome, I became an electrician in 1962, and I couldn't see myself working for 40 years with a job as a 9-to-5 to get ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out that Mr. S.B. Fuller was rich and famous, and he only had an 8th-grade education. And I used to go to his sales meetings to try to figure out and find out how did he do it. You know what, Dorothy? I never, ever found out, and it was driving me crazy for years. I worked so hard in this city.
I had you to read the book on S.B. Fuller.
In my hands that day, Dorothy. I was just going to scan somebody else's book because I didn't have no checkbook. I didn't have any cash. You said, hey, take this book and pay me later.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That book absolutely revolutionized me, and I found out really how Mr. Fuller accomplished it, Dorothy.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I got to say this because I know she turned me up. Watch this. I'm going to stop.
How about a few more 30? You got a few more seconds.
One thing to tell you this. I got a life insurance policy reinstated. I'm going to mention you one as my sister. I never had a natural born sister, so you'll get some money whether I live or die, and you can do with it whatever you see fit. Now, watch this.
Hey, I got to go.
I want to see it paid off. Dorothy, let me say one more thing. I'm going to start 5 black businesses and teach black boys and girls how to make some money. I say it in Jesus' name.
Okay, thank you. In Jesus' name, I tell you. You got to have a spirituality. If you're going to go somewhere, you got to have something. Anita, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are
you? All right.
You? Happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank
and
you. My birthday,
I have to
too.
Is your birthday?
Tomorrow, too, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why you in South Carolina. You don't be listening. You just call in and don't be listening.
No, I'm not around a computer right now. Usually I'm listening on a
computer.
Well,
then you got to stay on the subject. It's Mother's Day and birthday.
I'm going to stay on the subject.
Look, today is Minister Farrakhan's birthday.
You know I'm loving that, and it's your birthday. Your birthday, too? That's really weird.
My birthday is tomorrow. It's not weird. We've always shared. Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. But what I want to say is I like to say something about Stevie Wonder, too. I love his Happy Birthday song and that Martin Luther King fought for the right for women to be free and equal and not raped but respected and able to have a family and be protected. So I'd like to thank Stevie Wonder for helping us keep that alive in America, for putting that statue up of Martin Luther King to say that women have that right to be equal. And
what happened, Mother's
really
Day,
big.
You, Anita?
Thank you. And that's really big coming from a reverend in this godless state right now, that he stood for that and is standing strong. And Minister Farrakhan, I know Elijah Muhammad stood for mothers big time. I love all of you all.
Thank you, Anita. Happy Mother's Day. And I know you moved down to Carolina to be close to your daughter.
Yeah, she graduated. She got her master's yesterday.
Well, you need to come on back home then. Happy Mother's Day.
I'm thinking about it. She graduated high honors, too, last year.
Come on back home.
Year.
You should have left it out about herself when she grew up. But come on home now. Happy Mother's Day. I tell you. William, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you, Dorothy.
Thank you, my brother.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
And just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are listening out there. And I just hope you guys have a wonderful day. I just had a birthday myself, April 25th. So.
Oh, one of them Tories on the cuffs, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, we tough people.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy Mother's Day to the women in your life also. And know that tomorrow at 10 o'clock, the minister is going to be speaking on the priceless value of motherhood. And then if you can get a minute, go on over to the slum and see what their brunch look like.
Yes, okay. But anyway, all the women out there, have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Thank you, William.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Michelle, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Miss Dorothy Tillman.
Happy
Mother's Day to you and all the mothers all over the world. And I want to wish a happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to my Aunt Melvina.
Mm-hmm.
If she's still living, I hope somebody will tell her who's listening that I'm thinking of her as well.
And you need to find out if she's still living, Michelle. She got to get in touch with you.
There's a gray area there that I really don't want to.
Well, let me tell you about the gray and the gray. I tell folks, you can forgive a stranger, you can get past the ones with the family.
No, it's not me. It's not me. It's something that was before I was born, honey.
Okay. Well, take the spirit of the Lord and go on and reach out in God's name.
I will. And Miss Dorothy Tillman, I just want to also thank you so much for standing in the light of motherhood. You know, I miss my mom. My mom has been gone for 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I still mourn her.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like the loss of your mother.
Yeah.
You know, it's another kind of feeling when you lose your mother. You know, I rocked my mother to sleep when I went home. And I know, for those who don't know, you think you just die and go. That's not true. Something come get you. You better hope it's the spirit of the universe of God in you, because I watched my mother go. A transformation take place and how she began. Everybody was at her funeral. She looked like an angel, but I saw her go through a transformation, and I saw the angels or whatever the spirit was as they prepared her. And I saw her talking to my grandmother, her mother, and she also gave us all of our, what we had to do with our marching orders. But I watched, sitting in that bed, as my mother told me to hold me, and I held her, and I watched the transformation. I've always known God is, and I am what I am, and I am. But I saw the transformation. So make no mistake, something's going to come and be with you as you make your transition into the spiritual world.
You know, she was with me when she made hers, and I was there.
Yes.
And I just wasn't in the room. I was on my way to see her
when
she passed.
You could feel the spirit.
And, no, she actually came to me, Dorothy, and nobody can convince me otherwise.
Oh, I believe you.
And so when I got there to the room, she took her last breath on my hand, Dorothy.
Oh, I believe you. I understand. There's no spirit. But understand that memories are a gift from God that death cannot destroy. We hold on to the memories and the spirit of God is. And know God is. I am who I am, what I am. And that's what you got to be, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's whoever I am, what I am. To my sisters, I know you're listening in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. I got one that's a lawyer in Georgia, one that's physical therapy with her own business in Carolina, and my sister in Pensacola, and my brother in Detroit. I know you all are missing Mama because how we all was together, but know that we gave Mama everything we loved, and we did everything with her, for her. She wanted for nothing. I will be home in a couple of weeks, to be with my sister and all of them, but I had a great mother. I salute my mother. My mother cleaned white folks' houses every day, but she still took care of us, and she taught us very well. My mother taught us most of the things that a mother, we didn't even know we were poor. My mother, my father, my extended, all the people in my family, all the ladies around, you know, all of them. So what I want to do now is I want to play this song to y'all because I'm almost out of time. I got to find out how many more minutes I got. But I got about 10 more minutes, I think. But I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to come back to the phone, 773-591-6090. And we also on iHeart, and we're streaming live, and we're also on Facebook. And you can hear this show again on Blog Talk by going to Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with Dorothy, or you can go to Jim Lee Underground. You know, he's on every night on his Underground Railroad, Underground. He call it Underground, whatever my son got going on now. But anyway, I want to play Sadie. So y'all listen. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. Happy Mother's Day, Sister Khadijah, his right hand. Happy Mother's Day to you.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to
this
see
is for you, Mother
like
Khadijah. This whole show is to you,
but
my
they
sister.
They live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish.
Michelle, I hope you're still listening.
Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boys, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory. We learned the whole story. She'll always have a dream, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet?"
Happy Mother's Day to my daughter-in-law, Penny, Demetrius. I love you too, and also to your mother.
Always
and to my mother-in-law, Lily K. Brown, Tilda Brown.
She would break down and cry.
To my sister-in-law,
sometimes she'd be
Rose.
So happy.
And all my sisters on my dad's side, and all y'all that's listening to the Montgomery. Happy Mother's Day.
Standing the worst of times, breaking the bonds
to my stepmother,
with just
Dorothy
a
Wright.
Simple song. Oh, Lady May,
I'm a young
still loving us all in your special way. Well, well, well,
no one above it. We
live, living in the past.
Love is great, y'all. We all make mistakes, but love is greater than it all.
It's a mean world without love.
Yes, it is. It's a mean word because guess what, baby, it's going to be all right. What you say, it's going to be all right, sugar. Get up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. And lean, you know, mama always has something to go and to say to you. And let me just say something about mothers. Don't think you're a greater mother than anybody else. I don't care what state a mother's in. They always try to want something better for their own child. They can be a drunk, a gossip mom. They can be somebody that's working so long that they ain't taking care of their own. Whatever they're doing, they want the best for their children. You just don't give birth and feel the pain and the love and the miracle of God and not want something better. Happy Mother's Day to y'all out there. Gene. Turn your radio down, Gene.
Hey, Miss Hatch.
Hey.
How are you this morning? Happy Mother's Day
Happy Mother's Day to you.
And to my sister and one of my special nieces, Marita Hudson Thomas.
Yes.
And happy birthday to the minister and to Miss Josephine Wade.
Her birthday and, today?
No, her happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
And they can
and
go
also,
and do brunch at Captain
yeah,
Hardtime.
Yeah, brunch is at Captain Hard Times tomorrow. And it, call and make your reservation at 487-2900-773. And a mother will love you when nobody else will.
That's
thank
right.
you, good girl, and have a good day.
Thank you so much. Ain't nothing like a mother. I'm going to try to empty this board before I get ready to go. For my board, I'm going to go out with reparations, so make sure you get it together. Joseph, Daniel, how you doing? Okay, Daniel, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing, Ms. Tillman?
I'm fine. God is good.
I want to thank you for your program. And like I was telling everybody, you were the only person down there representing black men when you was in the city council. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And I want to give honors to Minister Farrakhan. May the Lord bless him with more years on his life to continue his struggle.
Yes, yes, he's a great
with that,
man.
I'm going to ease on out. Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to all the women in your life.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. Minister Farrakhan's a great man. And we was over in the Bahamas together. He was tearing it up over there. Dee, how you doing? 30 seconds.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Happy birthday to you and the minister. You know you're the greatest. And
oh,
I want to say
you.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom as well.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Y'all, we run up against the clock. Give me 30 seconds so we can get out here real quick. Hello. How we doing here? Hello. Okay, I can't get that one. Okay, I got to come back to yes.
Hi, I'm calling in.
Yes, 30 seconds. Help me out. I got to go real quick.
Okay, I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday and a happy Mother's Day, and you have been wonderful to me, and I just pray that God bless you with many more. This is Ms. Ramsey.
Thank you, Ms. Ramsey. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Charles, how you doing? Charles? Charles? Back on hold. Put Charles back on hold. Charles, put Charles on hold. Okay, yes. Hello? Hello? Okay, Pastor Hudson.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good, doing well. I just wanted to give you a quick call and wish you happy Mother's Day and just thank you for all that you've been doing for the relentless decades here, you know, in Chicago, as well as what you also started back in the Gulf Coast as well.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you.
Thank you. And I'll be down in the Gulf Coast real soon, sooner than you realize. I'm on my way. Thank you
okay.
so much. I'll be down there real soon. How many more minutes I got over there, Joseph? And can I text, pick up some of these calls and keep dropping? I know I got to go. I got 4 minutes. Y'all give me 30 seconds because I got to go out of here. 20 seconds, be good. Hello. Hey, Jimalisa Tillman.
Hey, Mama. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to make sure that I say Happy Mother's Day to Miss Mary Billingsley.
Oh,
Miss
happy,
Mary,
happy Mother's Day, Miss Mary.
And all her sisters that are in town. Celebrate
yes.
Mother's Day with her and all her sisters. And I love you, Mama, all my aunties, my sisters, and all my sorority
time
sisters.
Time is up. Hurry up.
My silly mama, Miss Nadine Donato.
Okay.
Happy
Mother's Day to you, too, baby. Hello. 10 seconds. Hello.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to you and to your family, and I hope you have many, many, many more.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday to Minister Farrakhan. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Khadija. Yes. Mariah, hurry up. I got to my engineer tell me I got to get
happy
out of here.
Happy Mother's Day, Miss Tillman.
Thank you.
And
sister.
Happy birthday to you. This is Maria.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Happy Mother's Day, Miss Mary. Happy Mother's Day to you, Dorothy's nanny, who's been with Dorothy all her life. Hudson. And I got to get up out of here. I say, Hudson?
Yes, Miss Tillman. This is me calling back again.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch you offline in regards to, I've been trying to get in contact with you about someone that wants to do a documentary on you from Pensacola.
You are Pensacola. I got your information. I got to check out. I got to call some people out there to check you out and call you back. I got it.
Oh, no. Yeah, Robert Hill, we all know you.
When I talk to Robert Hill, then I'll talk back to you. I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. Hill. But I'll be out in a couple of weeks so we can talk about it.
Sounds good. Talk to me. I know I'm real well.
Thank you so much. Hello. Start the music around the reparation. Hello. I got my... Hello. 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 Okay. Start my reparation music going. Start the reparation movement music going. I tell you, this has been a great time. Bring it down, I'm the man. Okay, look, y'all, I have had a wonderful time today. I tell you, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, the ones who just stepping out. And happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. Happy Mother's Day to Khadija. Happy Mother's Day to Ebony, to Jamil, to Jamalisa, to Penny, and to Demetrius. All of my sisters and all of my listeners, happy Mother's Day to you. Y'all don't forget to go to Mass, to Mass Marianne tomorrow at 10 a.m. Precious Value by Minister Farrakhan, and then on to the brunch. To those mothers who came over here on the boat, they cut children from our women's guts and put pain in us. Thank you for my son giving his mother that reparation song. Love you, Bimaji. Reparation now. See y'all next week. And this is Black on Blog Talk. In the Underground.